The Miracle of My Inner Angel. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, The Miracle of My Inner Angel. We all have an inner angel. We all have an inner light. We all have an inner joy. We all have something within us that is very special. And most of the time, we don't even know it. How can we get to know my inner angel? How can we get to know the miracle of my inner angel? How can we get to know who and what we are? Well, we say we go into meditation, and in meditation we learn who and what we are. We go into introspection, and we learn. And we see by how we live our life, every moment of every day, in the now, all about our inner angel. Everything we do outwardly expresses who we are within ourselves. Now, within ourselves is a great variety of possibilities. Within ourselves is the allness, the isness, the oneness. And within ourselves is both our choice to do that which is beautiful and worthy and good on the human level, and that which is not beautiful, worthy, and good. Now, to do either makes no difference at all. It only makes a difference in what we think we'd like to do, what we think we'd like to be, how we think we'd like to express. Now, would you like to be the ideal being? Would you like to be the ideal person? Would you like to be the person that everybody looks at and says, oh my, what a beautiful person? Would you like to be the kind of person that goes around and sees everything beautiful and good? Would you like to be the kind of person whose eyes are so pure that no matter what you look at, you only see its goodness because your eyes shine forth and whatever you look at is a reflection of what your eyes shine forth. To live in a life that is absolutely wonderful and fulfilling and rewarding takes a little attention. It takes a little attention. It's like sitting at the table and eating a piece of cake. And the other pieces are so good, you'd just like to eat more and more and more, but you say to yourself, no, I will eat one and really appreciate it. Oh, I can gobble them down. I can gobble them down very nicely. And my stomach feels just a little tweezy afterwards, but oh, I feel so good having eaten them. Overeating, not overeating so much, but eating more than is a portion that we designed for ourselves, and eating just a beautiful portion and delighting in the portion are things that we train ourselves to do, things that we teach ourselves to do. And as we teach ourselves to do that, we realize that we are training that inner angel to be fully in charge of our choices, of our life, and who we are. Now, the inner angel can do yes or no, up and down, in or out. The inner angel does not have to be good all the time, as we say. The inner angel, in truth, is always good because the inner angel knows only peace and truth and right action. But if I take a match and I burn my finger with it, and I take a match and I light a candle, those are two different actions. One act is an undesirable act, at least from my point of view. And from your point of view, if I burn my finger, it doesn't hurt you one little bit. You say, ooh, I can feel that, maybe. But normally, you just are untouched by it. You look at it and you say, oh boy, I would never do that. Oh my, that's not in my venue, not in my attitude, not in my world, not in my choices. But you see, we have the right to look at anything and call it whatever we want. We can look at a burning, glowing pit of fire and walk across it and call it Cool Wet Morris and have it be that for us. Now, does it change it from being actually fire? Does it change it from actually being a bed of hot coals? And the answer has to come to you and to me. Yes, we change it. We change it into whatever it is that we name it, whatever it is that we visualize it is, whatever it is that we feel it. Now, a guru can lay on a bed of nails and be untouched by them. He can sleep on a bed of nails. Now, true, it's not done every day. It's not done all the time. It's not done by everybody, but it can be done. Your body can be insensitive to pain. It can be insensitive to anything that you want it to be insensitive to. And it can be sensitive to everything you want it to be sensitive to. Now, does it destroy your body when it's insensitive to pain and your body is feeling pain and your body is roasting over a fire? Think about it. If you can walk over hot moss, over hot coals and call it Cool Wet Morris, you are not roasting. You are not roasting your feet. You can put a chicken over that same fire and it'll be roasted. But the miracle of my inner self, the miracle of my inner angel, makes me be whatever my thought about myself is, regardless of whatever the outer circumstances may be. Pretty terrific, isn't it? Pretty terrific when you think that my mind takes all the experiences of my life and labels them good or bad, labels them right or wrong, labels them hurtful or loving. My mind does all these things. That's the miracle of my inner angel. My inner angel might be called my mind. And what is it that I have my mind do for me? How is it that I have my mind act for me? Does my mind act for me and say, on this physical plane, I have the ideal physical body. On this plane, I have the ideal life that I'm living. On this plane, I am being me more wonderfully than I could ever imagine. Or am I on this physical plane saying, I have limitations? Am I taking that angel in me and I'm turning what is a miracle around to what is not a miracle, but it's still a miracle. I'm saying I'm limited. I'm saying I'm sick. I'm saying I am friendless. I'm saying life is not a joy. And so it is. The miracle of my inner angel does exactly what I want it to do. Now, I don't train my inner angel to do anything, even though I might think I do. I train my attitude about me and about my life, about my inner angel. I train my attitude to reflect exactly what I think might be fun. Now, do I think it'd be fun to be a millionaire, a billionaire? Well, that'd be mighty nice, wouldn't it? You think to yourself, golly, wouldn't that be a great experience to be a billionaire? Think of all the things I could do and the things that I could be. Well, all the things you can do as a billionaire, you can do right the way you are right now. You can be a billionaire. That's not denying that. The angel in you, the miracle of that angel in you, is already a billionaire. That angel in you, it's already wealthy and healthy and happy and hearty and all that's good. But your attitude about yourself and about who you are and about what you have does not allow you to enjoy who you really are. Now, are you divine? Are you magic? Are you wonderful beyond imagination? You are. Now, being wonderful beyond imagination, does that let you enjoy all the things that life has to offer? And the answer is yes. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you really want from life? What is it that you are concentrating on? What is it that you are putting into your mind and putting into your thought and putting into your life? What is it that you're always thinking about? What is it that makes you happy, that gives you delight? What is it? Do you go around finding the beauty in life? Do you go around finding the happiness in life for yourself and for others? Do you go around seeing peace on earth? Do you go around seeing joy everywhere? You can, you know. The miracle of the angel in you is that. You can go around finding the opposite, too. And the miracle of the angel in you is not going to say, hey, that's not good, that's not cool, that's not beneficial to you. Why are you doing that? Why are you concentrating on things that are not beneficial to you? Why are you telling yourself that you're sick or you're sad or you're sorry? Why not say, I'm healthy, I'm wise, I'm well? Why not say all the good things about you? Why not? If you can, if you want to, if you will, they are there. Oh, yes. We watch the movies, we watch the shows, we watch television. We talk to other people. We see the life story of other people being lived around us. We see our own life story lived around us. And as we see our own life story lived around us, what sort of a director has directed our life story? What sort of a writer has written our life story? What sort of actors have we chosen to be in our life story? What have we chosen to participate in the life that we have? Are we participating in a life filled with everything that everyone can visualize and say, my, that's pretty nice, that's pretty wonderful, that's pretty fantastic? Or are we visualizing in our life less? We can have all or less, depending upon what our choice is. Now, what is your choice? What is my choice? What do I have as my attitude that brings forth from the angel within me the beauty, the goodness, the wholeness, the right action of life? It's an every moment thing, and it's a now thing. This moment, I think happy thoughts. This moment, I experience a happy life. This moment, I think wealthy thoughts. This moment, I experience a wealthy life. This moment, I think anything, no matter what or how fantastic it may be, whatever I think about, that's what I experience in my life. Now, that's not the end of the story. It's not only whatever I think about, but what do I think about what I think about? Do I think about happiness and then I go around seeing other people unhappy? Do I think about wealth and I go around not having the money that I'd like to have to spend for this or that? What am I thinking about? You see, the moment-by-moment thought that I have brings the instant experience in my life. It brings about the actual experience that I am aware of, that I am seeing, that I am knowing, and that I'm being. Now, is the actual experience what I really had in mind? Or is there sort of an oddity about it? Is there sort of something out of whack about it? Do I have to sort of rearrange my thoughts about that? Am I thinking about my time of limitation, where I didn't have the happy experience, the joyous experience, the peace experience? Or am I thinking about the universal peace experience that I am, and being that right now, living that right now, not saying, well, how long does it take to heal a wound? How long does it take to change the attitudes of the world from whatever it may be to whatever I choose to have it be? And the answer is, the moment I give my 100% awareness, concentration, presence to whatever attitude I choose to have in my world, just like that. It's just as simple, just as beautiful, just as wonderful as that. And when I can say, right now, all is peace. Breathe deeply, let it out, and just let go. Let go, let go, let go. Let go of the tensions. Let go of the past. Let go of the imagery of the past. See only the now. See only the present tense. See only me doing what it is I feel is beautiful. When my thoughts are so filled with purity and goodness, I am like myself walking on a bed of hot coals and calling it cool wet moss. I am not cooked by the hot coals that I'm walking on. I am not burned by them. I am not made uncomfortable by them. I am walking on cool wet moss, and that's all I experience. Our thoughts create the world. Thoughts are things. Our thoughts are that which our world is made up of. Our thoughts are all that we are. And when we live in a world of pure thought, which we do, and we know we live in a world of pure thought, and the pure thought that we choose to live in is the thought of good, right, peace, love, honor, joy, all these things, whatever world we choose to live in, whatever thought world we choose to live in, that is what we experience. We always will. We always do. That's all there's to it. There's nothing more to it. The miracle of my inner angel is not so much what it is, but what I think about it. It is what I am, what I know, what I live, what I see, what I visualize, what I contemplate, what I have an attitude about. And my attitude tells me so thoroughly what I'm going to experience and what I am experiencing and who I am and why I am. And I have the choice right now to walk on cool wet moss. I have the choice to live in peace and harmony and abundance. I have the choice to have instantaneous health, instantaneous youth, instantaneous vitality, instantaneous immortality, instantaneous goodness in all areas of my being right now. But I will only have it when my attitude says to me, so it is. When my attitude says to me, this is all that makes the world go round. When my attitude says to me, I love me. When my attitude says, peace. And that is what it's all about. Do I love it? Do I want it? Am I it? Oh my, yes. I am it. Right now. Forever and ever and ever. Forever and ever and ever. I am it. I am whatever my attitude is. I am whatever I think about. I am whatever I have in my consciousness. And the miracle of me, the miracle of my inner angel, is that whatever I think about, I am, and I am it right now. So delight with me in this reality, and let it be for you and me. I love you. I love you. I love you.